Hey, let's do a paragraph on a patient by the name of Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Evans, E-V-A-N-S. You don't need a date of birth or anything. Miss Evans is a, so she's an elderly lady, so she's 90? Yes, looks like she's 90. Yep, she's a 90-year-old woman admitted to hospice with diagnosis of breast cancer. Left side, she also suffers from metastasis to the bone, lungs, liver, and intrahepatic bile region associated with anemia and weakness, period. Patient currently is in pain. She requires pain medication around the clock to keep her comfortable. She has a KPS score of 50% currently. She is lives with her caregiver, Rhonda, family, a daughter, who is aware of patient's predicament, overall predicament, and the fact that she's dying, period. She is responsive currently and to person, place, and time. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Her diet has been compromised because of she's eating very little. She's becoming incontinent and has anemia associated with a protein-calorie malnutrition, period. So now we can start a new paragraph and talk about what happened to her. You want to? So, Miss Evans. Miss Evans is a 90-year-old widowed woman from Mississippi Gulf Coast, has lived in California and Louisiana. Was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2019. Patient underwent lumpectomy. Patient received cytotoxic chemotherapy because of potential side effects. Subsequently, patient was admitted to the hospital last year with what looked like pulmonary nodules. After discussion options, patient was still very much against any type of cytotoxic chemotherapy. Patient received MSI, low dose, in June of and end of May this year, until patient became quite weak, developed anemia, increased liver function test, alk phosphate 890, consistent with liver metastasis. Subsequently, it was decided with given metastasis, given current state of metastatic disease, her weight loss, her triple negative breast CA. Patient is a reasonable candidate for hospice for pain control and subsequently has been admitted to hospice. Patient is definitely expected to live less than 6 months. The family is aware of patient's overall prognosis and patient is hospice appropriate. Thank you.